Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 13 of season 4 of NFL Insights with Brennan. Brennan went 8-4 on the Sunday and Monday action last week, as we already previously went over the Thanksgiving and Black Friday games, raising his season record to 101-69. And he also hit his lock of the week, and he is 11-1 on that front. And without further ado, we will get it started. We'll start it off with kind of a stinker, the 2-9 Patriots welcoming in the 4-7 Chargers.
I expected the Patriots to be bad, but I didn't expect the Chargers to be this disappointing. I mean, I kind of saw it coming, but I'm still a little surprised. The Patriots are 2-9. They have a losing record. It's their second consecutive season with a losing record, and they're the worst team in the AFC. They have no shot of making the playoffs. Their quarterback situation is awful, and they're very likely gonna end up with Caleb Williams or Drake May next year. The Chargers, it's been a very disappointing year for them. Almost all of these losses, they lose by like 3 points or something like that, and it's most of the time it's the defense's fault. That's supposed to be Brandon Staley's specialty, but they're awful in that department. And it seems like they haven't been right ever since blowing that big lead in Jacksonville, which I guess is understandable. At the end of the day, both of these coaches, I think, are going to be elsewhere in 2024. And yeah, not a great game at all, but I think the Patriots have dominated the Chargers in their franchise history, but I don't think even Brandon Staley can't screw this one up. So I'm going to take the Chargers here.
Okay, let's head down to New Orleans. 5-6 Saints hosting the 8-3 Lions. Lions, maybe some cracks in the armor starting to show.
Yeah, they've had some turnover problems. They had a lot against the Bears, but were able to overcome it there, and then they played the Packers on a short week, and then the turnover woes continued, and they ended up losing to them after destroying them in Lambeau Field earlier in the year. And the Saints, it's been a very up-and-down year. Apparently, Derek Carr has he hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in a month, or he only has, like, two in a month or something. But, yeah, he has not been playing well. He signed a big contract in free agency and hasn't lived up to it at all recently. All the wide receivers are hurt, so I guess that's one excuse that can be made for him. But yeah, the defense is trying their best, and the offense is not holding up they're not holding up very well. The Lions, they last played on Thanksgiving, so they have a big rest advantage here. I think they're the better team by a lot. I think they're clearly better, and I think they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna have many turnovers. I expect them to go on the road and win this one.
Okay, let's head to MetLife Stadium, where the 4-7 Jets play host to the 5-6 Falcons. When last we saw the Jets, it was not a good look.
Nope, the Jets added to their list of infamous moments on Black Friday as Tim Boyle, their new quarterback, threw a Hail Mary, and then Dolphins safety Javon Holland picked it off and returned it 99 yards for a pick six, which is now known as the Hail Mary. And yep, Tim Boyle isn't much better than Zach Wilson, and he played pretty poorly. The defense tried their best. They even had a pick six of their own in that game, but the offense just is awful. Aaron Rodgers they designated Aaron Rodgers to return to practice, but it's over. It's hopeless. The Jets aren't making the playoffs, and he should not play because he might re-injure himself again, and that would be terrible. The Falcons are 5-6, which means they're kind of meh. They currently lead the NFC South, so that tells you how awful that division is. The Falcons played well enough against the Saints. The Falcons had a pick six that was a big play in that game. Bijan Robinson had two touchdowns, and the Falcons have a pretty easy schedule, so it wouldn't be all that surprising to see them win the division. I just hope they finish at least 9-8. And I'm still I'm still not sold on Desmond Ridder being the long-term quarterback for the Falcons, but I expect him to outplay Tim Boyle, so I'll take the Falcons here.
All right, let's head up to Steeltown. The 7-4 Steelers coming off a game where they finally outgained their opponent. They will welcome in the 2-10 Cardinals, who've looked pretty okay on offense with Kyler Murray, but I think they're a year or two away.
Yeah, you're right. The Steelers finally outgained their opponent. They had 400 yards of offense. They didn't score a whole lot of points, but they got the win. And maybe as the new offense continues to grow under interim offensive coordinator Eddie Faulkner, maybe they will score more points. This should be a good opportunity to score a lot, because the Cardinals are terrible on defense and they're not really good on offense either. There's been a lot of chatter about Kyler Murray's future. I don't think there's enough talent around him, in my opinion. There's chatter about maybe they could move on in a couple of years, but I think he's there to stay. I think they have to build around him, and like you said, it's going to be a while before this team is competitive, so I'll take the Steelers here. They only scored 16 points against the Bengals, but I think they'll probably hit 20 and probably even more than that. We'll see. I like the Steelers to win this one.
Okay, let's head to Tennessee, where the 4-7 Titans will welcome in the 6-5 Colts. This game does have playoff implications.
It does. The Colts, I think, are in as the seventh seed or something like that. We always knew Gardner Minshew would be a good backup, and he's been the starter pretty much for almost the whole year after Anthony Richardson sadly went down. He's been playing really well. He was the backup on the Eagles last year, so he was familiar with Shane Steichen, the head coach, and his scheme. Minshew has been playing pretty well, so has the defense, but they did lose Jonathan Taylor. He's going to be out for a couple of weeks after undergoing thumb surgery, but they still have Zach Moss, who was playing really well before Jonathan Taylor showed up for the Colts. The Titans are 4-7. It hasn't been the greatest season, but I believe they are undefeated at home. All of the losses have come on the road. Will Levis has shown promise. I think he deserves another look in 2024. But these two teams met early in the year, week five. That was the week where Richardson suffered his season-ending injury. Ryan Tannehill was the starter back then, but now it's Levis, and now it's in Tennessee. I'm still going to take the Colts, though. I think they're going to sweep the series.
Okay, let's check in on the 4-8 Commanders hosting the 8-3 Dolphins.
I think this will not be a very competitive game. The Commanders did a lot of things right against the Cowboys. They beat them in time of possession. They barely had any turnovers until Deron Bland had a record-breaking fifth pick six. Sam Howell was playing pretty well, but it didn't matter. They lost 45-10. Everyone expected the defense would struggle after trading away Montez Sweat and Chase Young. They were already not great with that unit when they had those two. And then the day after Thanksgiving, the Commanders fired defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio as well as their defensive backs coach. I really don't think this is going to fix anything. And they're about to play another opponent with a high-powered offense. The Dolphins played pretty well on Black Friday. Tua did have a pick six, but it didn't matter. One thing that was very unfortunate was that starting linebacker Jalen Phillips tore his Achilles, and that happened because of MetLife's turf. The turf claims another victim. Woody Johnson has to fix that. And MetLife, the Giants and Jets both play at MetLife. So in my opinion, Woody Johnson and John Mara should join forces and get rid of this turf, because it has injured a lot of players. But the Dolphins, I think they're going to light up the scoreboard against the Commanders. I think their defense isn't going to get any stops. The Commanders' defense isn't going to get any stops at all, in my opinion. And The Dolphins always seem to excel at beating bad or mediocre teams, and the Commanders are a bad team, in my opinion, so I'm going to pick the Dolphins here.
Okay, surprisingly, this is one of the best games on the early slate. The 6-5 Texans hosting the upstart 6-5 Broncos. Broncos look like a whole different team over the last few games.
They sure do. This is clearly the best looking game at 1 o'clock. Both of these teams are outside of the playoff picture right now. They're both in the hunt, but a win would go a long way for both of these teams. CJ Stroud looks like he's going to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's been playing really well. He did throw for over 300 yards against the Jaguars, but they fell just short in their rematch with them. The Broncos started off 1-5, and now they've won 5 in a row, which I think is tied with the Eagles for the longest winning streak. Russell Wilson is playing solid. He's not turning the ball over very well, and the defense, which is coordinated by Vance Joseph, is playing really well, and I think they lead the league in takeaways. The Texans lost a starting offensive lineman, Titus Howard. I believe he was a guard for them. He's out for the year because of an injury, and they've already been dealing with a lot of injuries on the offensive line, and that's not so great. It seems like it hasn't affected him too much, but I'm going to take the Broncos here.
All right, let's head down to Tampa. 4-7 Buccaneers facing off against the league worst 1-10 Panthers.
So the Buccaneers started off 3-1, and it looked like they were going to win the NFC South, but no, they've only won one other game since then. Sometimes it's offense, sometimes it's defense. They really haven't looked all that great. They still have a chance, though, and they'll have a good chance to pick up a win against the Panthers. They're 1-10. They fired Frank Reich after losing to the Titans. Bryce Young has not looked good at all this year, but it's impossible to evaluate him since he has the worst weapons in the league as well as an awful offensive line. The defense is solid, but the offense is just too bad for this team to win games. They were able to get one win against the Texans, surprisingly, and they're going to have a really hard time picking up more wins, in my opinion. It is a division game, and they do have an interim head coach that almost always gives a team energy. The Buccaneers are also going to be without both of their starting linebackers, Lavonte David and Devin White, but I still don't see the Panthers scoring enough to make it competitive. I'm going to take the Buccaneers here.
All right, let's head out to L.A. Rams 5-6, hosting the 7-4 Browns. Browns have a question mark at quarterback this week.
Yeah, they've had a question mark at quarterback all season long. Deshaun Watson was up and down, was injured a lot, and looked inconsistent before getting injured. Then he started to play pretty well, and then unfortunately got hurt. When Watson was hurt before the season-ending injury, they were starting P.J. Walker, and he was meh. After Watson suffered the season-ending injury, they've been starting Dorian Thompson-Robinson / DTR. He's been fine, but unfortunately, it looks like he will not play this game because of a concussion suffered against the Broncos. So now Joe Flacco is going to be the fourth. He's going to be the fourth quarterback to start a game for the Browns this season. That's what it looks like. He barely has played recently. He was on the Jets last year and started a couple of games there and was up and down. The Rams started off 3-6, I believe, but now they've won 2 in a row. And they have a chance to make the wild card, to make a wild card spot in the weak NFC. I think the Rams are going to win this one. I don't think Joe Flacco is going to do much on offense. And I like the Rams to win this one.
Okay, let's go to the marquee matchup of the week, which sees the Eagles at home, 10-1, visited by the 8-3 49ers. NFC Titan match.
Yep, this has been one we've been looking forward to ever since it was announced when the schedule release came out. These two teams met in the NFC Championship. The Eagles won either 31-7 or 34-7. The 49ers never had a chance because Brock Purdy injured his shoulder in the loss. Then Josh Johnson came in as the backup quarterback and then he got knocked out with a concussion, so Christian McCaffrey was forced to play quarterback, and it was over at that point. And after that game, the NFL implemented a new rule where you can have three active quarterbacks on game day, so hopefully something like that will never happen again. The 49ers defense did play pretty well they played well for most of that game. The quarterback injuries obviously made them have to stay on the field all day long. I think the 49ers offense had a couple of turnovers. And I remember there was a Devontae Smith catch that totally wasn't a catch on a fourth down, but Kyle Shanahan didn't challenge it for whatever reason. Purdy is fully healthy now. Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams are healthy too. They got Chase Young at the trade deadline. I think that's going to be huge. And the Eagles are coming off of a thrilling win in the rain against the Bills, but they are 10-1, and that is the best record in the league, but they have been living on the edge a lot recently. They've had a ton of close calls, and they've gotten a little lucky in some instances, where especially the one play that comes to mind is Marquez Valdes-Scantling's drop in that game against the Chiefs. They say it's a game of inches, and that was shown against the Cowboys in Week 9. Luke Schoonmaker was like 1 yard short of the goal line or something. And then Dak Prescott looked like he had a 2-point conversion, but he stepped out of bounds. They've been in a lot of really close games, and they haven't been as dominant as they were last year, despite still having a really good record. And I rarely ever pick against the Eagles. I think I've only done it once this year when they play the Chiefs, and they haven't lost a game at home yet this year, but I'm going to be bold and pick the 49ers to win this one.
Okay, let's head up to Titletown, USA, where the Packers at 5-6 will welcome in the 8-3 Chiefs.
The Packers have a little winning streak going on. They beat the Chargers week 11, and then they stunned everybody by winning against the Lions. The Chiefs are 8-3. They're having the season that everyone is expecting. They're totally going to win the AFC West once again. They were down early against the Raiders, and it was their fans had to have been worried for a second there, but then they ended up winning 31-17. Their rookie wide receiver Rashee Rice had a breakout game going. He had over 100 yards and a touchdown. He's clearly the best wide receiver they have, so I think he needs to be featured more if they want to win a Super Bowl. Lambeau is a tough place to play for most teams. The Packers defense, I think, has much more talent than the Raiders do, but and Jordan Love has been playing pretty well, but he still hasn't started a whole lot of games compared to Patrick Mahomes, who has played in a ton of games and a ton of big games. The Packers have a lot of talent, and they've looked much better in these past couple of weeks, but I think moments like this against teams like these, I don't think they're ready for games like this yet in terms of their talent level. They're not there yet against the top teams, in my opinion, so I'm going to pick the Chiefs here.
Okay, and I noticed something has been conspicuously missing so far, and we're on the last game. So the 8-3 Jaguars play host to the 5-6 Bengals, and this is your...
It's my lock of the week. The Jaguars are 8-3. They played the Texans last week in a game that they had to win because they lost to the Texans Week 3. They won this time. Now they're 8-3, and the Texans are 6-5, so they have a 2-game lead, and it seems like they're definitely going to win the AFC South at this rate because of beating the Texans last week and their easy remaining schedule. A couple of weeks ago, I was excited about this game because it looked like it was going to be Trevor Lawrence going up against Joe Burrow, a battle of two former number one overall picks, but that won't happen since Burrow got injured Week 11 against the Ravens on Thursday Night Football that week. And now it's some guy named Jake Browning. He got the start. He got his first NFL start against the Steelers, played meh, didn't do enough to win. They lost 16-10. And the Bengals' schedule is pretty hard the rest of the way, and I don't see them winning many more games, and I certainly don't see them winning this one. I think Trevor Lawrence will play much better than Jake Browning. They're at home. I expect them to win by a lot, and I don't even think I'm going to watch this one.
Well, there you have it, folks. Make sure you follow Brennan on X, formerly Twitter, at PhD in NFL. And make sure you head on over to QBList.com and read all of their great content, some of which Brennan authors or contributes to. Have a great one, everybody.